Idea to Product, a Research Pathway for Students. Written by Ramnik Kalra. Narrated by Kat Lukabal. Introduction. When I was learning the Java programming language while attending my information technology IT class in secondary school one day, my instructor asked us to write a program to calculate simple interest for a user-specified principal amount, interest rate, and time period. This task made me think about developing software for bank officers, with many other options, including loan management, account management, and other banking activities. From this moment, I started thinking from a customer user-oriented perspective, considering how software I developed could help the whole organization manage tasks more efficiently and smoothly. During my final examinations, I developed a Java-based software prototype called eBanking for such users as bank officers, account holders, and bank managers. My project turned out to be the best one of my entire class. As I entered my final year of secondary school, I was excited to develop an Android application, but I didn't even know where to start. However, I am a fast learner, and thanks to the internet, I learned to write Android applications in 6 months. I was then able to successfully devote my summer internship at the university to writing Java-based Android apps. Taking a step back, you will recall that the first step of any research or product development project is the problem statement. The second step is choosing the right teammates and technology. After finalizing the team structure and dividing the project into phases, you are good to go with researching whether the idea already exists. If it does, you can discover whether there are parameters or features missing that you could introduce. After that, if you have everything in hand, you can proceed to hands-on development of a prototype that helps you learn more about the problem and discover any initial development mistakes or concerns. Once the prototype or semi-finished product is ready, you can secure intellectual property rights by publishing research papers or even applying for a patent. By going through this process, you can ensure you are ready to develop the prototype into a final product. I feel it is very important for students around the world studying in secondary schools and universities to understand the process of transforming an idea into a product. This book is my way of laying out the process of what should be done to take an early idea and transform it into a product. Learning and research are the key ingredients. This book contains a series of simple processes, learning, research, and key notions that you should consider following to take your initial idea and make it into a full product. So why wait? Let's get started on this awesome journey of researching ideas and problems. Determining problem statements and solutions. Have you ever been frustrated at having to wait in long lines at fast food places like McDonald's or KFC? And have you ever wondered how you could solve this problem? Further, have you ever thought of some solution to it? This particular problem affects lots of people. In the same way, you have probably encountered other problems or issues with shopping, public transportation, etc. These instances are examples of how to form a problem statement as the first step to solving the problem. In addition to forming your problem statement, there's the concept of the 5 W's, questions you should answer when finding or solving a problem. The 5 questions are: who? Who is using the current model? What? What is the application or usage of the current model? When? When is the best time to bring your solution to market? Where? Where should your solution be deployed? Why? Why is the current approach not suitable today? Once you have answered these 5 questions, you can loop in how questions. Some of them might include how this problem occurred. How can I solve this problem using my current knowledge and understanding? How should I proceed? And many other similar questions. So, a good definition of a problem statement is: a problem statement is a concise explanation of what gaps exist between the current state and the goal of a product. It reflects not just the simplicity of facts and figures, but also the possibility of a solution not available at the current time. Let's take a look at how to write a problem statement in the context of a research paper. Doing so will help you relate to upcoming sections of this book. In a research paper, the problem statement is reflected in the abstract and the introduction, two initial parts of the paper. Abstract section. This section provides a concise summary of the idea or problem statement you found and researched. It contains up to 250 words with correct grammar and unambiguous terminology. In this section, you can reflect your problem statement in 2 to 5 sentences. You can also share how you came upon this problem. In addition, you can offer any initial solutions you have thought of, which will be in the next sections of your research paper. Introduction section. This section briefs the reader on the current state of the problem and why it is important for you to contribute to closing this loophole. You can use cases to show how you found your problem, to provide an explanation of the problem, and to offer how you came up with solutions for it, along with any other basic details. To make the introduction more precise, you can discuss your motivation for researching and developing the solution. Choosing the right team and technology. In the project-based learning model, after defining the problem statement, you must now put together the right team to share the work and determine the best technology to help you achieve the final prototype. Talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships. Michael Jordan. To kickstart your project and begin the work to build a prototype, look for contributors or collaborators in your network who can help you achieve your vision quickly and efficiently. To find the right teammates, consider asking these questions. What are their skills? Do you need these skills to implement your prototype? Are your team members sufficiently interested to contribute even without the promise of getting paid? Have they worked on a similar type of idea before? Do they have the right type of personality to work together? Are they able to explain themselves as well as convey your vision to others? By asking these questions, you can be sure to find the right teammates to work on your project vision. Once you assemble your team, it sometimes happens that you don't know what technology you will need to use. What can you do? Don't worry, we will address this in the upcoming section, Choosing the Right Technology. Choosing the Right Technology. You may be wondering why this subsection is called Choosing the Right Technology instead of just Choosing the Technology. It is because in many situations, students are lured into using the latest technology, even though it might not have any relevance to your idea or vision. How can you choose the right technology for your project or idea? You must begin by analyzing the modules of your idea or the solution to the problem in depth. Let's consider the example of solving the issue of long lines at a bus stand using the possible modules here. Fingerprint scanner. A fingerprint scanner that has access to our Social Security biometric data could authenticate the user for ticket generation and payment approval. This solution would require hardware, a fingerprint sensor module, back-end database knowledge, MySQL or Big Data, and a ticket printer with appropriate software, among other things. Website or application. An Android application or website could allow passengers to log in using their smartphone fingerprint scanner or via username and password to perform ticket approval to produce a digital ticket image. This type of module would require you to be knowledgeable about Android or website development. Seat allocation logic. Any solution to a problem is based on a series of steps, whether it be the process for making a cup of coffee or a recipe for baking a cake. Considered together, these steps are called an algorithm. In this long queue problem, you need to think of an algorithm that can solve the problem of allocating seats to passengers once they get their tickets from the fingerprint scanner. It requires you to understand the flow of your idea and the programming language in which you can code the algorithm to make your software, that is Java, Python, understand what to do. As you learned from the preceding example, you need to explore your idea and possible solution in depth so you can choose the right set of technologies to proceed. In-depth research literature survey. Once you choose the right teammates and technology, the next task is to research existing solutions, then compare them with similar or related ideas in the relevant industry. Start with the very simple task of extensively reading publicly available information via the internet. In addition, search engine results might not be an exact match, but can reveal other strategies for searching. Many students are intimidated by this stage of the journey because it takes a lot of time, devotion, and patience. It also requires a strong focus on the topic you are researching. But there are always some strategies you can follow to enhance the research into and exploration of your idea. One of the best ways to proceed is to use the public research portal in the IEEE Explore Digital Library. Searching this library will show research ideas that already exist related to your solution. Some of the tips for using this portal are given in the reference. You can achieve the resource step by reading any authentic and research-based information you can find. Some of the resources available to you at this stage include scholar.google.com, Google Scholar, IEEExplore.IEEE.org, IEEE Explore Digital Library, www.springer.com, Springer Library, www.elsevier.com/en-in, Elsevier Library. From these resources, you can download and read other people's ideas and solutions that may relate to your ideas relative to your problem statement. This section is the third step in the journey from idea to product. In this step, you can explain the existing and related work others have done in the same area. Cite them in your paper, as I have done in examples 1, 2, and 3, notated at the end of the ebook version of this audiobook. Taking this step gives the reader the opportunity to analyze and relate to the motivation for your idea, as well as to understand previous work others have done and how your proposal or prototype is different from theirs. Prototype development. Now you are ready to develop a rough or first draft of your prototype with partial or full functionality that is technically sound. The first step in prototype development is to divide your project modules among your teammates, then get your hands dirty with the technology you have chosen. This first development stage begins with understanding what each teammate is best at and what they are eager to learn. If my second teammate is experienced with website development, I would assign website work to that person. If the third teammate has graphic design knowledge, then the second and third teammates would work together to develop a full-fledged user interface for the project website. Once you have divided up the modules, it's time to make a plan that includes module-based deadlines. You can achieve this step using one of the open-source tools available to keep track of your project progress and to help you stick to your deadlines. GitHub Project Boards. docs.github.com/en/github/managing-your-work-on-github/managing-project-boards. Trello. Trello.com. Microsoft Project. www.microsoft.com/en-in/microsoft-365/project/project-management-software. Of the three, I would recommend you study and learn the GitHub platform. This platform can be beneficial for your career growth as it contributes to open source technology. Now, let's get started with the process of developing and writing the methodology for your research paper and project. In developing the prototype, you will need to synchronize all your progress according to the plan or project board. It's important to understand the concept of project-based learning as discussed in my recent webinar, Academic to Project-Based Learning. This concept involves learning the technology that you selected in previous steps and then using it to develop the bare minimum of functionality in your first draft model. To start, do a deep technology dive into each module, asking, how does this work? How can I use machine learning to develop this logic? How can I code this functionality? And similar questions. Let's take the technology for eliminating long lines in a bus queue by introducing a smart fingerprint-based scanner system. Fingerprint scanner. To learn how a fingerprint scanner works, you need to learn how a microcontroller, Arduino Uno or Mega, or microprocessor, Raspberry Pi, works, and how its GPIO pins, general-purpose input-output pins, work. Then you need to understand how the software functions to capture the image of the fingerprint through the scanner, and how you can analyze that on a dedicated board. Website or application. For developing a website or application, you need to research the programming language best suited for your requirements, including flexibility and responsiveness. This part may mean you need to complete a full-stack development course by your deadline, or take a Java-based Android application course from any open training platform, including Udacity, Udemy, Google Code Labs, etc. Seat allocation logic. To develop this type of logic, you will need to learn the relevant programming language that will instruct the computer to do what you want. Researching work already done via open source code portals or dataset portals may help you understand the requirements. Some online portals include IEEE Dataport, GitHub, Kaggle, etc. Once you are done with your implementation, you will need to document your work in a research paper. One section, called Methods Methodology, should contain the following: a full problem statement, a description of the methods and techniques you have used to solve this problem, an overview of the terminology you will use in the paper, include visualization or high graphic screenshots of your work. You should also consider using Overleaf, an author's tool available at the IEEE website. Overleaf makes sure that you're always up to date with your collaborators and what they are doing. Everyone only has access to one single master version of each document. It's impossible to make conflicting changes, and you don't have to wait for your colleagues to send you the latest draft before you can keep working. If multiple people want to work on a document at the same time, then that's no problem. You can see where your colleagues are typing directly in the editor, and their changes show up on your screen immediately. The IEEE Author Center also has a document checkup tool available. Offering simulation or live demo test snips can also add impact to your solution description. Securing intellectual property, IP rights. After completing a project prototype, your college mates, professors, schoolmates, or parents will probably ask you, what do you want to do now with your project? This question is very important to consider at this particular stage because it deals with intellectual property. Intellectual property is a work or invention that is the result of creativity, such as a manuscript or a design, to which one has rights, and for which one may apply for a patent, copyright, trademark, etc. In general terms, IP protects your prototype or project in a relevant domain, so that no one anywhere in the world can copy your exact implementation or technique. From a student's point of view, you can consider two universal options to secure your intellectual property. Document the innovation by writing research papers, or apply for patents. Now you see why I emphasized writing research papers in previous chapters. Research papers. In writing research papers, you may want to follow the summarized view here, which I designed, so you can understand the various sections and how to perfect your writing. Use a catchy title and subtitle. Invest a good amount of time to link your project theme and idea by creating a catchy title and subtitle if required. Include an abstract and keywords. Start with a catchy problem statement, identifying the current solution's limitations. Use the second paragraph to explain your proposed idea. Include one or two sentences about the advantages of your approach. Make sure to include popular keywords others can use to search for your article or paper easily online. Introduction. Start with a problem statement or use case and describe how you are going to solve it. Identify the base technology you will use. Explain why your solution can be used in place of existing solutions. End with a summary of the proposal as well as a summary of upcoming sections. Literature review, survey, related work. Devote as much time as you can to this section's preparation, as it includes debate points for previous approaches or techniques used to solve the chosen problem statement. Mention how previous solutions have limitations and back up your analysis with numerous citations and summarized points. Methodology. This section showcases your creativity and innovation. Include your research proposal with an introduction to the hardware, software, and network architecture if relevant. Depending on your solution, include subsections as needed. Include algorithms, visualizations, graphics, etc. to demonstrate your work is authentic and original. Results, findings. Under this section, include supporting materials such as results, execution screenshots, etc. Highlight the importance of each parameter. Limitations, future scope. Any innovation can benefit from further work to make it more stable or sustainable. In this section, include the limitations of your proposed solutions as a way to motivate readers to do further research and collaborate with you in the future. Conclusion. In the conclusion, discuss the key things you learned while developing the solution. Explain how your solution is better than other solutions previously available. References. Under this last section, include papers and documents you referenced in the research paper, footnoting them as I have shown in the last section of the ebook. Patents. Two options are available to any inventor who wants to get a patent. Use an agency office or file for a patent on your own. I will cover the latter option here. It's an educational and enjoyable experience. Different intellectual property organizations have their own rules and regulatory bodies, and the process may change depending on the country you choose to file your patent application. In this book, we won't go into too much detail, but I encourage you to explore some of the references here to help you do your own research. United States Patent and Trademark Office, www.uspto.gov/patents-getting-started/patent-basics/types-patent-applications/non-provisional-utility-patent. European Patent Office, www.epo.org. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Government of India, www.ipindia.nic.in. Google Patents, patents.google.com. Deciding whether to go for a patent or a research paper depends on the nature of your solutions. For instance, if your solution stands out in the market and excites members of industry, I would suggest you proceed with a patent. The cost to file a patent in the United States can range from $130 to $3,000. In addition to the initial cost, the filing cost increases based on the number of claims in your application. Note that if you have already published a research paper on the content or idea, you can't apply for a patent subsequently. In addition, if you apply for a patent, you cannot share any details of your idea either before or during the application process. Summarized view. Congratulations, you made it to this chapter. If you made it through each and every word in the previous chapters, you have undoubtedly gained some insights about how to develop a project that you weren't able to find elsewhere. Under this section, I would like to highlight some of the points we discussed in the previous chapters. Look around to see what problems you are facing and brainstorm what solutions you might have encountered before. If there are any, ask yourself what their limitations are and see if you can develop some new techniques. Look around your network. Choose the teammates who have the required skill sets to bring the project through a rough draft all the way to completion. Then choose the right technology to kickstart the project. Explore learning and training programs using Google or other search engines. Read all the relevant papers, journals, or articles to work previously done, as well as new solutions. It will help form part of your literature survey review for writing a research paper. Integrate the team and the technology to start developing the prototype. Use a simulation-based working model or the like. Once the prototype-based model is ready, are you ready to showcase the proposed solution and secure your rights? Explore the options and help available for writing a research paper. See IEEEAuthorCenter.IEEE.org or filing a patent, www.uspto.gov. About the author. Ramneet Kalra is currently working as a project engineer at Wipro Limited, India. As a proactive volunteer in IEEE and related entities, including IEEE's Young Professional Affinity Group, IEEE Transmitter, IEEE Brand Ambassador Program, IEEE Yes IST 12-2020, IEEE Smart Village, IEEE Delhi Section, etc., Kalra is a tech-savvy person with extensive team-building and teamwork skills since his undergraduate days. His public talks have been an inspiration to students and colleagues around the world. Kalra has been sharing the model he developed, HELDI-PVN, or Participation, Volunteering, and Networking, through more than 50 webinars hosted during the coronavirus pandemic. He has been the chairperson of the IEEE HMR-TIM Student Branch, New Delhi, India, IEEE R10. Kalra has received the J.K. Pal Award from the IEEE Delhi Section SAC team for his volunteer efforts. Kalra's dedication and interest in technology led to being awarded the title of Technocrat in his first year of university studies for his Bachelor's in Technology, and Best Support Person by his current organization, Wipro Limited. His areas of research interest include edge and cloud computing with emerging technologies. He lives in Sonipat, Haryana, India, in the IEEE Asia and Pacific region. Social handles. LinkedIn handle. www.linkedin.com/in/Ramneet Kalra. Email. KalraRamneek@IEEE.org. This has been Idea to Product, a research pathway for students. Written by Ramneek Kalra. Narrated by Kat Lokabah.